Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Wynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wynn. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Beckert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wilson. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball towards left. Miller catches it and throws to home to double up Beckert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Savage strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Niekro strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo throws to second for one, and Beckert throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rader scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savage for the out. Hundley moves to third. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hundley tags and scores. Phillips tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground that hits Rader. Rader is out and Staub is safe at first. There goes Rader trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage strikes out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Don Wilson. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gatte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brand moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brand scores. Gatte moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gatte scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to third for the out. Rader moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Dukes now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brand is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Tom Dukes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dukes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dukes moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clarence Jones pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.